Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here in our studios in downtown Lansing, and we're going to run out to East Lansing and get one of our old buddies, Dr. Charles Ballard, Department of Economics at Michigan State University, and probably the guy who has written more about Michigan specifics in our economic circumstance than anyone else. Charlie, you've written, what, 46 books or something?
Not that many, but I have written some books about the Michigan economy, and it's been fun to get to know more in more detail about the economy in our neck of the woods here.
Well, I'll tell you what, nobody's explained it or predicted it better than you have, and we greatly appreciate that. So with all that knowledge of the Michigan economy, let me totally ignore that and ask you about the ramifications of the trade wars, because recently I just felt the difference doing a lot of business in China.
Well, it's an ongoing challenge. You know, we have dodged several bullets so far. There was the initial, if you listen to President Trump's rhetoric when he was on the campaign trail and early in his time in office, I was afraid that the North American Free Trade Agreement was going to be totally blown up. That would have been disastrous for Michigan, because our supply chain in so many industries, but especially in autos, is so much interwoven with the supply chain in Ontario.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen. We got what I would call NAFTA 1.1, not even NAFTA 2.0. Some changes, but the basic framework that allowed relatively free trade between the U.S. and Canada and Mexico was kept in place. Mm. And I think that's a good thing. But, of course, there are these ongoing great dangers with, I think the biggest ones are the China situation, and then number two is Brexit and whatever will happen with that.
Yeah,
I think it's ironic or interesting somehow that the Brexit, the latest deadline for the Brexit is Halloween. We may have some strange costumes to be wearing.
Well, I think the solution will be well masked. How's that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Huh?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, it's kind of interesting how this thing is all playing out, and I wonder sometimes if it's steeped at all in logic, but then I try to put logic to politics occasionally, and that never really works well. Let's talk about Michigan. How are things here?
Well, things are pretty good. Certainly so much better than they were 10 years ago. 2009 really stands out as a horrible year for the entire United States, but worse for Michigan than any other place. And we dropped in that year, we dropped all the way to 40th out of the 50 states in terms of per capita income. Since then, we've inched our way up slowly but surely, and we're back to 30th out of the 50 states in per capita income. That's still, of course, below the average, not where we'd like to be, but better than where we were. But for looking ahead, we still have a workforce that is less well-educated than the national average. And as we all know, we have neglected our infrastructure, both our roads and bridges, but also our water and sewer infrastructure. And if we don't address those things, and pretty soon, it's just going to get worse. The nature of roads is that if you're not fixing them, they are deteriorating.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's when you talk about that holistic look at the Michigan economy, I always wonder to myself, with the per capita income, had the two of the big three not gone into bankruptcy, not been bailed out, but as a consequence, not been able to renegotiate union contracts with a much lower starting wage, I wonder if that would have had much effect on where we ranked per capita income.
Well, the long-term decline of the sort of middle-class auto worker is a big story for Michigan, because I actually know people who did relatively low-skilled work in the auto factories back in the 60s and even in the 70s, and you could make not just a middle class, but even an upper middle class wage.
Yeah.
The number of workers for whom that's available is greatly reduced, and that has, you know, that's been one of the big stories, even with the reduction in the starting wage for an auto worker, the the employment is much lower than it was, and a lot of that is because it just takes fewer workers to make a car than it used to. So it's a mixed bag, really. There are some very bright spots in our economy, but a lot of things that I think cause concern.
Charlie, you got about a half minute left. What do you see in the future? Is this going to still sustain?
I'm very hopeful. You know, by 2 months from now, this economic expansion that began as we came out of the Great Recession, it'll become the longest expansion in American economic history. And there's no immediate signs of a recession, although, you know, with Chairman Powell of the Federal Reserve was warning about surging corporate debt. So there are a lot of things to be concerned about. But right now, it looks like we're going to continue to roll, at least for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think any banks are holding commercial and industrial property that used to be the concern in 8, 9, and 10. Charlie, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for being with us. Dr. Charles Ballard, Department of Economics at Michigan State University. We want to thank Charlie, everybody else who's been on the show today, and of course, all of you for listening in to the Michigan Business Beat. I'm Chris Holman. As always, from all of us out here at the Michigan Business Network, we wish you a very prosperous day.